Male Karen says he's going to call the owner because his food wasn't perfect. But my dad is the owner. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. I own a restaurant with my dad in the Pacific Northwest. We're well known for our seafood. Think clam strips, fried shrimp, fish, things like that. Anyway, my dad is semi-retired, so he spends his summers out here and winters down in Florida with his girlfriend. I pretty much run the restaurant with my dad's youngest brother, who's manager. I wait tables a lot, especially if we're slammed, and we get quite busy from Thursday through Sunday. It was a Friday and I'm waiting tables. My hostess tells me that this guy and his party of two are here and told her in a snooty tone that they're friends of the owner. Now, I know most of my dad's friends, and most of them know me by name, and if they come in to eat, most of them ask for me. My dad is senior and I'm junior. However, I had never seen this guy before, so I go over with menus and before I can even say anything, he tells me the food better be good, and that he knows senior personally and can get me fired. I'm amused at this because, yeah, sure you can. So I keep a straight face and take their drink orders. Meanwhile, people are saying hi to me left and right and loudly calling me Junior. They order their food and I get them all settled. I'm seating another guest when the hostess near me tells me that the guy's demanding she go get me. So I go over and he tells me the food was greasy and cold, yet everyone ate every last bite. He then tells me he'll be telling his buddy Senior about this, and he expects to be comped, and that I better not make him call Senior at home. So I whip out my phone and say, let's call him, and dial my dad up. Dad answers and I say, Dad, your friend is here and wants to complain. The guy turned purple and sputtered. He thrusts out his credit card and his entire table looks embarrassed. My dad's dying of laughter as I ring this jerk up. Needless to say, he tipped me very well and left without a word. I can't imagine having the kind of confidence this jerk has. To walk into a place that you've never been before and just claim you know the owner and try and get a free meal comped to you? Why do people do stuff like this? Do they think it's some kind of life hack or something? To me, all it is a massive jerk sign across your forehead. Just pay for your meal like everyone else. I don't know what makes you think you're so special. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below. And don't forget to subscribe. My grade school bully kept stealing my snacks, so my mom made sure she'd never want to eat anything I brought in ever again. The year was 2002, and I'd been having a tough few months. My family moved, I had to change schools, and making new friends is hard when you're in fifth grade, especially when everybody already has their cliques. I was an incredibly shy and innocent kid, and so nice to people that I was often a pushover. I just really wanted to make friends. There was another brand new girl in the class at the same time as I was new. We'll call her Hannah. Hannah instantly disliked me and viewed me as her competition to getting popular. She did everything she could to make friends with the popular kids, while throwing me under the bus at the same time. She showed off how tough she was by pushing me and shoving me anytime she passed by me, making fun of my hair and acting like sitting too close to me was gross. The funny thing is, I didn't care about winning over the popular kids. After 2 months, I made a total of 2 friends, and I was really proud of myself. These were people I trusted and who had my back no matter what. These were people I could confide in. I was happy. One of these friends I'm still best friends with to this day. But Hannah continued to bully me, and that was annoying and sometimes hurtful, but I brushed it aside. Until she started stealing my snacks. Every day, most kids would bring snacks to school. Especially for me, this was important, because our lunch food was often pretty gross. And so my snack food was my primary source of food all day until I came home at 5 p.m. So when I noticed that several days in a row my snacks were stolen from my school bag, this was it. This was the final straw. And I knew exactly who did it. It was Hannah. No one else disliked me. And right before I went home, I saw her eating a pack of Gushers. My pack of Gushers. I wanted revenge. Just kidding. I was a super innocent 11-year-old who wanted to cry. I didn't have a revenge bone in my body, but I was angry. When I came home that night, I told my mom everything that Hannah was doing, including the months of bullying. Even at that age, I remember knowing that Hannah was just insecure, and that's why she chose me to bully. But stealing snacks was the last straw. My mom listened to me. As I told her everything, her face slowly transformed. Anger and rage came first, and then that turned into a terrifying look of calm. She looked at me and said, "She wants snacks? Let's give her snacks." I gulped. I had no idea what that meant. I could only stare in confusion and followed her into the kitchen. I watched as she took a pouch of gushers. I watched her grab her tools, a tiny pair of scissors from a sewing needle kit, tape, and maybe other things that I can't remember anymore. She made a tiny hole in the very bottom of the gushers pouch. She then proceeded to walk to the bathroom, put on gloves, and procure a sample of heavily used cat litter. And then I watched as she poured as much of that sand as she could into that tiny hole of the gushers pouch. When it was full to the brim, she spent a good 5 minutes artfully sealing up the candy pouch so that it looked like it had never been tampered with. She sent me to school the next day with it. Right before lunch, my snacks, as usual, were all stolen. I watched and waited. Hannah continued acting obnoxious as usual. Then something shifted during recess. Hannah was gone for a mysteriously long time and returned to class 10 minutes late. I watched her, but she refused any eye contact with me. She acted quiet for the rest of the day. And suddenly, just like that, Hannah stopped bullying me. Your mom's pretty devious and kinda gross. I gotta say, that's not a solution that I personally would have come up with, but I guess you can't argue with the results. We didn't exactly get confirmation here, but did Hannah actually eat one of those? I really hope not. I'm sure there was a ton of red flags as soon as you opened that pouch. The smell would be one. The second would be that the gushers are covered in litter. Surely she would have noticed before actually eating one. Maybe it was so gross she just had to go puke for a while. I'm willing to bet that not only did Hannah stop stealing your snacks, but she never ate another gusher. I was allowed to stay with my parents on the condition that I help with chores, but I haven't been doing it and my dad wants me to pay my dues. After I had graduated high school and still hadn't found my calling, my parents told me I could live with them rent-free as long as I did one very important thing. Helped out with the chores, don't bring any girls or friends home after 9 p.m., and occasionally offer to help with the groceries for a week. It had been about 3 months, and for the most part, I was adhering to the second and third rule I was given. That all changed when I met my first adult lady friend. We'll call her Roxy, because she was a pretty cool chick. Now, Roxy was a super bad influence on me. She started getting me to stay out late and spend most of my paychecks on us getting booze and such. I started slipping down a wormhole to which I almost wouldn't have returned from. My dad from time to time would remind me, "Hey son, you need to make sure you're helping with the chores, and mind throwing $50 towards groceries this week?" Those kinds of reminders. That all changed after 3 months of being out of school and about a month and a half total of me knowing Roxy. We had come home from another concert in another city. For anyone who's my almost an old fart age, it was a concert for Papa Roach, and she told me she was too tired to go home and she wanted to crash with me at my parents' house. The time? 2:30 a.m. We pulled up to the driveway and I told her to be quiet. Of course she wasn't, cause it was Roxy. Soon as we step inside the house and I've just locked the door, she starts screaming the chorus line from Twisted Sister's "We're Not Gonna Take It" at the top of her lungs. Like clockwork, my parents' lights come on and my dad comes out of his room like a cheetah. He sees us both and looks back in his room. Turning his head around, he goes, "Take her home, now." I immediately turn around and take Roxy home. She's all ticked and tells me I should stand up to my old man. Soon as we get her home, I know I can't go home, so I stay at her apartment with her. The next morning, there's a text on my phone. "Come home at your earliest convenience. Love, Dad." I know I'm dead, because A, my dad never texts me. And B, if he does text me, he's more of a John Madden play-by-play kind of guy. What I mean is, he's gonna give you a paragraph of words for what could have been said in a single sentence or two. I kiss Roxy goodbye for what I'm sure is the last time I'll see another human being, and head home. When I get home, he's sitting at the table with a pen and a piece of paper in front of him. He tells me to sit down, and then puts the piece of paper in front of me. The paper is actually an itemized list. He tells me that for the last month and a half, I haven't done any of my chores, and he's calculated that roughly 4 to 5 hours a week I wasted for him. His pay as a registered nurse was $25 an hour. So he's taken 4 hours for 6 weekends at $25 per hour pay and figured that I need to pay him $600 for time wasted. Then he's also for good measure thrown in an extra $100 for the 2 times he asked me for $50 to help out towards groceries. He gets up and walks over and says there's a dotted line for me to sign, stating that I'll pay all of this back in 1 month's time. I'm adding it all up in my head, and I tell him I barely make $1,000 after taxes a month. He says I should have thought about that before I brought a girl home at 2:30 in the morning. He tells me if I don't sign this paperwork, I have 30 minutes to get my crap and get the heck out. I legit almost start bawling and tell him that I want to sign the paper, but could I at least have a month extension? He puts his hand on his chin, thinking, and then looks down at me and agrees. He says, "You have 2 months to pay me $600. Oh, and by the way," he purposely hangs this in the air for a good 20 seconds. "If you don't pay and you continue to break my 3 simple rules, there will be pain in your future." He revises the contract he's wrote up on the paper and I sign it. So a month and a half goes by and I've managed to pay him $450. I haven't seen Roxy as much over the 2 months because, for obvious reasons, her cash pit is dried up. She then calls me on day 45 and tells me that she misses me. She wishes we could hang out. Why am I working so much overtime? I've told her that I have to pay my dad back or get kicked out. Of course, she ends up ending the call shortly after that, and then it happens. She texts me the next day about a show in another city. I hear the usual, "Oh, it's a band I really, really like. I've been wanting to see them forever. Plus, I miss snuggling up to you at the concert." I somehow stupidly agree to go with her. Well, while we were up there, my wallet gets stolen out of my front pocket. To this day, I think Roxy did it, even though I've never been able to prove it. We go home, I drop Roxy off, and a few days go by. My dad comes knocking on my door as it's now officially day 55. He asks me if I want to pay him the last $150 or wait till the 2 months are officially up. I tell him I got him and that I'll go to the bank right now, seeing as I just got paid the day before. I look around my room for my wallet, nowhere to be found. I go find the jeans I wore at the concert I was at with Roxy. No wallet there either. It's worth noting I had and still have a terrible habit of leaving my wallet in my jeans after I take them off, and forgetting about it for several days. I start panicking as I can't find my wallet anywhere. I check everywhere. The house, the backyard, my car. I even call the last place I was at work and see if they might have it. No one's seen my wallet. I go back to my dad, who's been in the backyard cutting the grass, and tell him what's going on. He gives me a half grin and says, "Sorry for your situation, but I'm treating you like a tenant now. Go to the bank, get my money, and when you come back and pay me the $150, we'll go from there." I hoof it to the bank, and my heart about falls out of my chest as the teller tells me my account has a balance of $3.42. My heart drops to the ground. Worth noting here, it was a local bank, and I've banked there since I was around 13. I was 18 at the time. So they all knew me at the bank, and with some quick verification, gave me info on my account. I head back home and tell my dad what happened. He puts his hand on my shoulder and says, "That sucks. Well, you know, I'm gonna have to get my $150 still, right?" I tell him there's no way to have the money to him in 5 days or less. He says, "Okay, well, how about I drive you to work, seeing as you don't have a driver's license right now?" He drives me to work and I'm there for roughly 8 hours. While at work, my dad pulls out his massive collection of Craftsman tools and proceeds to drain all the fluids in my car. He gets a buddy to come over and help completely remove my motor, my transmission, and my tires. My dad and his buddy, being an ASE master mechanic, managed to do all of this in an 8-hour shift of me being at work. At the end of my 8-hour shift, my dad's in the parking lot waiting for me. He's in his work coveralls, which I find funny, and he's got grease all over his arms. He drives me home, and I notice my car is pulled into the garage and on jack stands. I look at my dad and ask, "What's up with my car?" He points to the garage. "Oh, go ahead and see. I've got my $150 today." I jump out of the car as it goes into park and run over to my car. There's a note on the front of it from my dad's mechanic friend stating the motor, transmission, and tires have all been sold to him for $150, and that he'll happily not only give me back the items, but that he'll help me install them back into my car, but that I have to work for him for my 2 days off for the next 4 weeks, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I fall over crying, obviously, and after my dad laughs a bit, tells me my first shift starts tomorrow. It's worth noting that my dad actually owned this vehicle, and it was titled, tagged, and licensed in his name, so technically he could do whatever he wants with it. He had just chosen to allow me to use the vehicle as mine. I would spend the next 4 weeks working with my dad's mechanic friend on my days off. After 2 days of working, we'd bring a few pieces of my car back to the house, and he'd teach me how to put those items back together. And slowly but surely, I learned how to be my very own mini DIY garage mechanic. My dad definitely taught me a lesson, because shortly after I lost my car, Roxy dumped me. And of all things, my dad took 6 months out of my life to teach me how to be a somewhat responsible adult. Oh, and the icing on the cake? As soon as we had my car back together and running, my dad walked up to me and gave me an envelope with $450 in it, and a note that said, "Stop being a knucklehead."
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'll be honest, I'm a little conflicted with this one. This is a unique parenting style, and there are many ways this could have gone. You guys might have some opinions about what I have to say here, but I'm gonna try and look at it from both perspectives. Let's start out with how this dad did right. He managed to get his kid back on track and away from someone who was a bad influence. He also managed to teach his kid a lesson about how tough the world can really be. You have to pay what you've agreed to pay, otherwise things can add up like this, and before you know it, you're in a hole working your butt off to pay what's really a very small debt. It's not fair at all, but it's how the world works. It is a good lesson to learn, but on the flip side, a good lesson to learn is that when the world's kicking you down, that your dad is going to be there to support you, and that doesn't seem to be something your dad's willing to do. All he wanted to do was make the situation more difficult. I get it, you broke a couple of his rules, but you know what? You're in your early 20s, I guess, at this point. There's gonna be some time where you wanna have some fun. And there's gonna be some people that you hang out with that your dad isn't necessarily a fan of. What I don't like about this is that you weren't given any option. As far as I'm concerned, you're entitled to make some mistakes. That's how you learn from them. Your dad is kind of forcing these mistakes on you. Ideally, this isn't a situation you ever get into. A lot of people never make it out of a hole like this. It starts with a $600 debt and snowballs from there because they can't afford to pay for anything else. Knowing that you have family to help you out and support you, or at least give you a kind word, helps get you through times like that. Your dad doesn't seem to want to take that approach. He's got more of a fear me than respect me vibe, and I can't exactly agree with that parenting style. I'm not arguing the value of the lessons he taught, I'm just not exactly a fan of how they were taught. I told my daughter I won't be paying for anything related to her quinceañera. So me and my ex-wife have 4 kids, 21-year-old male, 20-year-old male, 19-year-old male, and 14-year-old female. We got divorced back in 2015 because of her infidelity, and did not end on good terms. She's always tried to put an image of herself as well off, but in reality, she relies on a man who she doesn't even love and only wants for money. Our youngest recently told us that she wanted to throw a party for her 15th birthday. My ex started looking into venues without telling me about it, and after she found one she liked, she called me to say I had to put money in to pay for it. I obviously told her no because I had never agreed to it, and me and my current wife had already planned to throw my daughter a separate party which did not include my ex-wife. I suggested that she throw another separate party for her to celebrate on her own with her side of the family, but she got mad at me and berated me for being a horrible father and not providing for our child. My daughter's mad at me for not paying for the venue, and she won't speak to me. The last thing she said was that she didn't want the stupid party me and my wife wanted to do. I'm so confused and a bit upset at the fact that they got mad at me for something that I never consented to. Am I the jerk? It's kind of an unfortunate situation that you're in. I know the quinceañera is a big thing for that culture. It's like bar or bat mitzvahs, right? It's a big party that you want to throw for your kid when they're coming of age. Now, not everyone can afford a big party, and that seems to be the case with our original poster here. The problem is, the mom has already gone and set a certain standard. And being someone who it sounds like has never had to understand the value of a dollar, doesn't realize that our original poster doesn't want to put that much into it. You can still have a great time with a small private party, but now that the standard's been set, the daughter's gonna feel slighted if that's not what she gets. While our poster isn't the jerk, it's hard for them not to come across as one to their daughter. If things are that bad with the ex-wife that you guys can't be in the same room, then I don't see why she would have seen this as an option to begin with. Hopefully your daughter comes around and tries to understand where you're coming from. It's not that you don't love her, it's just a matter of finances. It sucks, but that's how it goes. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything linked in the description.